Hi guys, this is Farin.
And this is Jeffro.
And you're listening to
the Sunshine Talks.
So, what we're doing mainly with Sunshine Talks is that we intend to approach a lot of topics in relation to self-love, managing emotions, as well as touch base a little bit when it comes to mental health. We have a rule, don't we, Jeffro, for this particular podcast that we're doing?
Yes, and a disclaimer for that, I'm going to say this only because I'm going to explain the rules to that bit, right? So we're going to go on and change a little bit on how things are. We're not going to be saying anything that relates to depression. Yeah, that was the disclaimer, by the way. We're going to hit the buzzer as soon as we find one. But until then, you'll be hearing that self-made sound.
Every time someone mentions depression.
Yes, depression, depressed, or anything related to that word itself.
Yep, that's right. So, the reason why we're doing this is not because we don't acknowledge the term depression, but we would like to steer away from that and steer thoughts away from that and motivate people to more positive thoughts and positive thinking. A good thing to note is why we've come about with Sunshine Talks. One of the reasons, we've had this in our minds for a while now, haven't we?
Oh, we did, we did. Yeah. I think the idea came about like months ago.
Yeah. Well, and one of the reasons why it's called Sunshine Talks is because Jeffrey and I used to work together back in the day, and he was always my sunshine on a gloomy day.
Oh.
So, so one of the reasons why we call it Sunshine Talks is to bring that sort of light into people's days. But more than anything else, I think there have been two deaths recently.
Yeah. Two very impactful deaths on top of the many other ones that we've encountered over the couple of years as well. And I guess if you're on social media today, you would have already heard these two celebrities, Anthony Bourdain and also Kate Spade.
Kate Spade is something very close to me as a person because I always have marked my success in business by purchasing Kate Spade items. And, you know, it was a very empowering brand, something that I thought empowered women a lot. So to have Kate Spade, you know, do what she did, you know, unfortunately, hopefully rest in peace. But it's really sad, and we think it's time we start, you know, approaching society in a different way to make sure we start talking about this.
Right.
Yeah. So, Jeffro, some of the things that we have identified or realized in today's day and age is that people seem to have a lack of self-love, mm-hmm. along with us finding that almost all generations face challenges in managing their emotions. So I think one of the most important questions and what today's episode is all about is, why is it that with all the resources that we have at our disposal in the new world, the new age, why are people still not seeking help?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And my thoughts on it is that people are holding themselves back. Mainly is due to a lot of pressure from society,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we in the Malaysian area or generally in Asia itself, we are not really encouraged to express ourselves freely, mm-hmm. and that has been holding us back since the longest time. You know, it came from our parents' generation and the generation before that, and mm-hmm. and generations before that as well, and that has somehow become part of our culture to keep it in because it signifies that you can become stronger by mm-hmm. putting that aside and by moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you get so used to holding it in, you sort of forget how to let it out. And when you start doing that, it piles up so much on the inside that perhaps one day, just one day, it just spills out or explodes out. Like, you know, imagine a rubber band that stretches completely and then it sort of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what has happened to a lot of people, including the sadly passed away two celebrities.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, you know, just you having said that, do you think that it is an Asian problem, or would you think that it is equally both a Western and an Asian problem in terms of the expression of one's feelings or the stigma attached to mental health. Would you think we do you think we have it harder in Asia?
Well, to be fair, I would think that in Asia we're not encouraged so much to express ourselves. Whereas in the Western, it's more of a natural habit that you say things freely. You say what's on your mind and you say what's from your heart as well. Therefore, you can actually see a little bit difference when it comes to the Asian culture and the Western culture when it comes to communication. That being said, it doesn't mean that all Westerners are okay, because apart from the ones that we've seen this incidents, I've also come across articles where celebrities, and I'm not talking about the celebrities like sing song, you know, kind of like shopping and stuff. I'm talking about professionals like athletes, NBA superstars, and they have mental health issues as well. Unable to basically share things with people because it's not part of how they were brought up. So for example, this NBA superstar, Kevin Love, he has recently expressed how he was actually struggling with mental health, and he didn't know about it because he wasn't really told about it or informed about it. Of course, they grew up in certain environments, but due to being a sports person, usually they would think that this is normal to go through stress, to go through a lot of hardships, and to just put it aside and focus on what's more important, to score a goal and to win the game. So all that pressure, all that emotions that you stack up, and all those other surrounding incidents, it could be family, it could be friends, it could be work, it could be something personal, it could be anything at all that leads to a negative emotion. All this sort of piled up and builds up into a storage that you have in your heart, you know, if you locked it up so tightly and one day it just pops up. So what happened with Kevin Love is that he froze during one of his games. You can look it up in one of the articles that he has shared online. He actually froze up in a game because of a panic attack, and he didn't know why. And later on, he actually found out that he was having some psychological attack, and this is probably one of that reason as well. So coming to the point, it really doesn't differentiate between the Western and the Asian culture, but the Asians has got it a little bit more rigid, because we don't have our parents telling us, you know, tell me what you feel like today, or asking, you know, come out, you know, share with me what you like or what you love or what you don't like. We don't have that incentive to basically come out of our own shells.
Okay, I think that's fair. Are there any other types of challenges that you see that's causing people to not reach out for help?
Oh, actually, I do. And this, I personally think it's from a personal experience. It's actually from a personal experience. Both myself and when I saw it happening to my friends and colleagues and stuff. So some of you might relate to this. Some of you may not. This is something, a true story. So when you're like me, I'm a little boy who talks a lot. But on my report card, every single year, it sounded negative when someone says, I'm a talkative person. Right? Okay. As a little kid, you see it talkative. Talkative wasn't praised as a positive thing.
Point, yeah.
Yeah, as a positive point at all. So when the teachers sort of present it to your parents, like my mom and my dad also get it, they didn't come across as being happy knowing that their kid was too talkative.
Okay.
Right? So that's one incident. But then it leads to another point where when you're talkative, you're outspoken in one sense, you're willing to share your ideas, you're willing to step up. Everyone assumes that you're the one who's going to do the presentation, you're the one who's going to take the lead. And therefore, everyone pushes things to you. So instead of liking what you're doing, it became an obligation, it became a stress, it became a high expectation from others to do as well as what you did previously, but for something that you may not like. So if I'm good with talking with friends, doesn't mean that I want to step up to the front and be the classroom leader. So that's one thing that made me shy away from actually being a classroom leader or something like that. I only took it up because I had no other choice. People pushed me to the front and I couldn't say no. That's one. Another example is one of a colleague that I knew. He joined in not too long. He was actually dressed up pretty smart. He wanted to take it another step, and which I think is pretty nice, because if you come to work all dressed up in suit and then now you have a blazer and a tie, that looks pretty smart. However, now the thing is with people, they can't differentiate poking fun, criticism, and a little bit of teasing here and there. So while it may be fun to the person who does it, it may not be fun to the person who receives it. So what happened to this guy is when he put on the tie and stuff, people, this would be very typical. Your colleagues or friends would ask you, hey, are you going for an interview? You're going for a dinner tonight, eh? Meeting someone special. And for someone who's pretty sensitive to this, I think that guy was sensitive. I never saw him wore a tie or blazer after that.
Oh, so it made him feel self-conscious?
Yes, because it seemed that, you know, he wanted to look good, but this look good had a different ulterior to it.
Right. Yeah. He was not celebrated for just wanting to look good. It was made fun of.
Exactly. And right. And to me, it saddens me to basically see something like that happen. You know, he was good looking, you know, and I really appreciated the way he dressed to work. It was actually an inspiration. I wanted to do that as well. But as soon as I saw it, he redrew himself from doing that. I stopped doing that as well. I didn't even want to attempt to do that.
Right, out of fear of being made fun of.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. So, Fareen, what are your views on this?
I think I come from a more practical view. Having been someone who's battled with mental health in my teen life and then moving on into adult life, one of the main issues that I think we face, particularly as an Asian society or a Malaysian society, is cost. Accessibility and cost to mental health care is, in my opinion, not difficult, but there are a lot of challenges to it. If you're looking at getting private psychiatric or psychological appointments, we're looking at rather big numbers here. It could go up to even 500 ringgit a session, which is not something that the general public can afford in terms of, accessing mental health. And if in the event you do still want to go ahead and approach perhaps a public health service, it usually involves months of waiting on end, in which people usually tend to deteriorate within those months and are unable to sort of, approach a mental health care professional. One of the other issues is that I think we don't have, or we do have, but it's not spoken widely of, is the fact that we don't seem to have support groups that are available in every community or every neighborhood. So if you tend to look at, for example, the US, there are plenty of support groups and focus groups for different types of perhaps addictions like alcohol, drugs, to some extent even sex addictions. But when it comes to Malaysia, or I think I can speak for a lot of Asian countries, there doesn't seem to be that sort of accessibility with support groups. And I think the more we work together at creating such support groups, the more accessible it will be to people. And at the same time, we should probably be able to regulate these support groups through some governmental body, preferably the Ministry of Women or the Ministry of Health, something like that. And yeah, so that's my point of view. I think it's mainly cost and accessibility that's a problem to a lot of people in the Asian region. So, Jeff, tell me, the whole point of this little podcast is to basically get ideas and suggestions, as well as, feedback as to how people think that they can better their lives and their mental health status. So what is your take on it? What is something that you think can be improved from, whatever you mentioned earlier, in order for people to be motivated to seek help?
Well, I love this question a lot. Personally, I think no matter how successful you are, no matter where you go, no matter where you end to, what matters is how happy are you? Are you doing the things that make you happy the most? And I think a lot of us forgotten that along the way. We're too busy either chasing for success, career goals, family building in the process, or a certain success that is measured by your own expectations at a very critical level. So I've seen a lot of people who have gone up to a certain level in life where they have all the resources, they have everything that I would want, but yet they're not happy at all. Mm-hmm. They come back home, sour face or sometimes even lifeless in mm-hmm. that sense. And I think that's what we're all lacking, is that particular self-love, because we don't do the things that make us happy enough.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do would be to do things that makes us more happy. And I guess that's a big question for everyone to ask. Personally, what are the things that makes us happy?
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do to make us happy? And can we do it more often?
Mm-hmm.
If we do something that makes us happy at least once a day, I think that pretty much solves a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we are consistently giving out too much and not receiving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it dries out our personal love tank on the inside. And when that dries out completely, that's where we find absolutely no purpose in whatever achievements that we've received or obtained. And I guess that's what we gotta do. You know, love yourself more. Do things that makes you happy, that makes you fulfilled, if that means finding a different purpose or finding a different thing that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think?
So I guess approaching it from what I mentioned earlier, and you know, I'd like to dwell back on that. I think communities need to get more involved in mental health in general. I think that as communities, neighborhoods, as well as, you know, even apartment blocks. Malaysia is known for the amount of developments that we have going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the real estate. I come from the real estate industry. So, like, I really, really think that communities need to get more involved. There needs to be more setup of support groups. There needs to be more rallying for, you know, focus groups in order to get people to want to come together, feel comfortable within their communities, and speak to each other. You know, we might not always be comfortable speaking with our own family members or friends, but it's always a good thing to have circles of strangers come together to speak about, you know, what's troubling them or what's plaguing their mental health. Apart from that, I think it would be a great idea if governments, as well as, you know, medical bodies, took a closer look at the kind of mental health care services that we're providing our society in general, and also possibly suggesting some changes to the way we price mental health services, because at this point of time, it seems to be something that groups like the B40 could never afford, and it seems to be something that's reserved for the privileged and the rich and famous, which is not what we want to be not the road that we want to be going down. We want mental health care to be accessible to everyone. So I think, yeah, those are some of the things that I think would actually help with this issue. All right, guys, so that was our take on this particular topic, you know, managing emotions as well as finding self-love in today's day and age, especially when we have a lot of resources at our disposal. We would really, really like to hear from you in terms of whether you have more suggestions or solutions, or even your own take on it when it comes to managing emotions as well as dealing with mental health and mental illness. So anything that you guys are keen to share with us, we're more than happy to hear.
All right. Thank you so much for listening in. Subscribe to us for more of our talks. Thank you once again. And this is the
Sunshine Talks.